What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 346. In this episode, I'll discuss medication-related causes of elevated serum lactate. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode346. Lactate levels are frequently elevated in critically ill patients. Tissue hypoperfusion is most commonly identified as a cause of elevated lactate. However, when tissue hypoperfusion is ruled out as a cause of elevated lactate, medication-induced causes should be considered. The most notorious medication for elevated lactate is metformin. Metformin actually has a very low rate of lactic acidosis, about 5 cases per 100,000 patients. This is similar to the rate diabetic patients not receiving metformin would experience lactic acidosis. However, one of the precursor medications to metformin, fenformin, was associated with a high incidence of elevated lactate that was accompanied by a high mortality rate. Whether or not metformin causes lactic acidosis is still controversial, and a major Cochrane meta-analysis concluded that there was no increased risk of the development of elevated lactate for metformin compared to non-metformin treatment. The proposed mechanism for elevated lactate with metformin is inhibition of gluconeogenesis and mitochondrial impairment. Metformin-induced lactic acidosis should be considered in patients on metformin with kidney failure, liver failure, or overdose. The treatment is supportive care and, in cases of renal insufficiency, hemodialysis, which will correct the metabolic acidosis and remove excess metformin. Lactic acidosis is a complication of liver damage from acetaminophen overdose. However, it can also be the result of the accumulation of acetaminophen metabolites in chronic ingestion, even at a therapeutic dose. And I have a case report linked in the show notes to this effect. The likely patient to experience this is elderly with multiple comorbidities. Unless due to liver damage, the lactic acidosis should resolve quickly with cessation of acetaminophen and administration of IV fluid. Linezolid may cause lactic acidosis from an interaction between the drug and mitochondrial ribosomes. If linezolid inhibits mitochondrial protein synthesis, aerobic energy production is limited and anaerobic glycolysis and lactate generation occurs. This is typically only a concern with prolonged therapy with linezolid. Treatment involves withdrawing the drug and supportive care. Stimulation of beta 2 receptors can induce glycolysis and pyruvate generation, which then results in lactic acidosis. This means that albuterol or epinephrine have the potential to increase serum lactate. Elevations are usually transient and mild, but more serious and profound elevations of lactate have occurred, even from topical use of epinephrine as a vasoconstrictor to produce hemostasis during surgery. Treatment involves withdrawing the drug and supportive care. As part of a constellation of symptoms known as propofol-related infusion syndrome, lactic acidosis may occur. Typical clinical features of propofol infusion syndrome are lactic acidosis, arrhythmia, hypotension and cardiovascular failure, liver enlargement and increased liver enzymes, rhabdomyolysis, elevated serum creatinine, urea, and potassium, hypertriglyceridemia, renal failure, oliguria, ketonuria, and green or red-colored urine. Treatment involves withdrawing propofol, hemodialysis, and supportive care. Nucleotide reverse transcriptase inhibitors, such as lamivudine and abacavir, have been associated with lactic acidosis. Risk factors for NRTI-induced lactic acidosis are female gender, a low creatinine clearance, and a low nadir CD4 T lymphocyte count before the inception of NRTI therapy. Treatment involves withdrawing the drug and supportive care. And finally, lactic acidosis from theophylline is usually associated just with overdose. However, lactic acidosis may also occur with therapeutic doses of theophylline. Hemodialysis should be considered for severe cases. Otherwise, treatment involves just withdrawing the drug and supportive care. You can access my free download area with 19 different resources for hospital pharmacists at pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.